Hi, this is Jeff Lizardo, UpRegis Oracle Practice Leader. And today I want to just take a few moments to talk about Oracle Java Sales and really three must-know items. Many of you certainly have probably been inquired about it or have been inquired from Oracle. Their Java Sales team has reached out to you and looking to talk to you about Java, and they're certainly getting much more aggressive. So I did want to take a moment to talk about this because we're seeing it a lot more, and clients are getting very concerned, and there's grounds or rationale why they should be. A couple things are happening with Java. So first, there's a separate Java sales team that Oracle has created. It's different than their application team, their technology sales team, and the audit team, the LMS audit team. So that's the first thing to keep a track of. It is a completely separate unit within Oracle. I'm not saying they don't all talk to each other, but it is its own unit, and they're compensated, obviously, in creating Java sales. The second thing that notes about the Java team is that they are very aggressive, and certainly many situations that we've seen in talking to clients, they even said, look, it even seems more aggressive than the regular Oracle sales reps at times. So obviously their goal certainly is selling you on Java, and their commission is strictly based on that. The other thing that's coming up with their approach is it's not always just a sales approach. That one's kind of a little bit more, well, more direct. It's a little bit easier to navigate, or at least your team's aware of what's going on and can properly kind of defend against it. We're seeing more as they're contacting client organizations about security and talking about the fact that, you know, if you're using Java to run applications and using the older versions, et cetera, you're not getting the most updated version. You're at security risk and subject to different security threats that exist out there. And by doing that, they're contacting the head of IT security or your chief information security officer, your CISO. And that's creating a different level of a challenge, so to speak, because it comes in as kind of the soft approach, right? The soft approach that is much more about security, which most people are willing to talk about. And so it doesn't come across necessarily as a sales call, when in fact, that's really what it is. And what they're doing then is then positioning the fact to say, look, if you get a cloud subscription model or do a cloud subscription deal, your environment will always be running in the latest version of Java, the most secure, and it won't be an issue. And so would you be open to getting a quote? And that's when most people are like, well, sure, I'll take a free quote. Why not? I'm not sure we want to do it, but let's see. And here's where the approach gets a little bit tricky, right? So in order to get that quote, what Oracle then requests is to say, okay, give us a copy of your system architecture so we can see how you're structured. Also, a list of the different applications you're using that run Java, whether that's homegrown applications or third-party applications. So all this seems kind of innocuous or not as to be a big threat or something to worry about because you're just getting a price quote. But the problem is this information that they're getting can lead to a very aggressive sales cycle. It could also lead to audits. So here's kind of the three things we think you should know going into this if you're getting contacted by Oracle, especially with Java. The first thing is sharing your system architecture. That could potentially lead to a technology audit. And the key part here is if they see virtualization, especially with VMware or something that doesn't qualify for Oracle's definition of hard partitioning. So if everything's not hard partitioned per Oracle's policy, and there's debates about whether this is part of your contract, but it's certainly how they will approach you, is their virtualization policy states that if you have anything that's soft partitioning, that's not deemed hard partitioning, basically an entire virtualized server farm, the entire farm, all the processors within that virtualized server farm must be licensed. Not just those servers that or those processors that are running Java or running Oracle, meaning the database side. So you could be looking at a very large exposure there. And so we've seen this example for a couple of customers where they were getting quoted this for Java to say, look, you have Java using, you're telling us you have a virtualized environment. All these processors would need to be licensed. And so they give you kind of this this unlimited license based on your entire server farm, or at least that's what they were proposing. The challenge then becomes if you sign that deal, you're in essence admitting that you do have a virtualized environment. And even though you might do that Java deal, and it might even be that much money. It could be a few hundred thousand, it could be even a few million a year, which sounds like a lot. But the problem then is if you have Oracle database products you're running and other products off the technology stack, like RAC, et cetera, security, you're going to be looking at a potentially large exposure on the list price of the technology products. Because it means the technology products would need to be licensed across the entire server farm as well. And that's when we work with customers, the potential exposure there could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So you need to be careful about sharing the system architecture with Java, because again, it might lead to a Java sale, but more importantly, it could then later on, once they close the Java deal, they could then flip it to the tech team or the LMS audit team, and now you could be looking at a ton of exposure. So you need to be really careful about not sharing your system architecture with Oracle. The second thing to know is that sharing your Java applications can potentially require you to purchase a Java subscription. So there's kind of two scenarios here, right? First is, are you running third-party applications that come with Java, right? If you are, that's okay if those third-party applications come with a Java license, meaning those third-party app providers have a reseller subscription or reseller agreement with Oracle that allows them to include Java, and so Oracle's already being compensated. In some cases, that's not the case. They say, look, you're responsible for getting your own Java licenses, and therefore you might need to then purchase a Java subscription if you don't have those licenses. The second area is kind of similar to the first. It's really more if you're running homegrown applications in production environment. So the key part is that if you have the free Java downloads, is a limited scope that goes with that. It's really for development purposes or personal use. It doesn't allow you to use the commercial features or to start using those Java, those free versions, to run in production third-party applications or homegrown applications. And so that's where your exposure comes in. And therefore, in that case, you would be required to purchase a Java license or subscription. So there's a difference there between kind of considering, hey, do we want to upgrade Java because of a security concern and something we're thinking about doing, versus now sharing this information, maybe unwittingly be out of compliance, and now finding yourself where you have to purchase a Java license because you're out of compliance. And then if you factor in the fact that you're running it in a virtualized farm, well, now that means you've got to purchase your entire server farm. So you need to be very careful about what you're sharing there. Not saying you should circumvent Oracle's rules, but you really want to do a self-assessment first to understand what your current exposure is, what your options are, really before communicating to Oracle. The third thing to know is do not run Oracle scripts, right? So Oracle will ask for some organizations to say, look, we don't even know exactly what we're running, where we're running it with Java. We need to figure this out. And Oracle will say, hey, we can do that for you. Don't worry. Here's some scripts to run. The problem with that is just like what I mentioned in the first two scenarios. When they run their scripts or have you run those scripts, it's going to gather all that information with respect to the applications you're running, which ones are using Java, what versions of Java they're using, your system architecture, is there virtualization involved, et cetera. So in essence, it has the potential to serve as almost like an audit tool where Oracle can find out all this different information about your system architecture and your application environment, your Java usage, and therefore expose you to, again, in essence, what would essence be an audit? I do not expect the Java rep to do that. They just want to close the Java deal, because that's where their comp comes from. But once that deal is closed, or once that sales cycle is complete, you can very well expect they're going to be flipping it to the Oracle app team, the tech team, the LMS team, etc. So those are really the three things to be wary of. If you're getting contact by Oracle Java, one, be careful about the information you share that comes from a security conversation, in sharing system architecture, in sharing your third-party applications that run Java, as well as in running scripts. You really don't want to do that last one. And if you are having concerns about this approach, and again, we're seeing Java sales reps get very aggressive. There's more nuance to this, as you can imagine. Give us a call. We can walk you through, understand your unique situation, what's going on, give you some insights to what's going on in the market. We're seeing Oracle behave, or how their behavior has been in similar situations, and really give you some recommendations to help you get your arms around this. Because the thing that clients are getting most frustrated about is it starts off as a simple inquiry, and they're certainly concerned about security, or they want to be a good partner. And before you know it, this quickly diverges into this very aggressive sales cycle with a lot of inquiries, a lot of information, there's escalation that goes on, and it can really just get unruly.